The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
It's level three. Craig Ballard's going to hop up in a couple minutes. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. We're trying to stay on top of everything that's going on. It's not easy, but we're doing our best. And I think we're doing a pretty good job at it. We told you guys that I thought this game would come right down to the number. And here we are. 92-55, baby. 94-55. They're lingering. Iran are lingering. Come on, take the pedal off the metal now. You proved your point. You look good. No one's going to bash you. Now it's time for the backdoor cover. The old Iranian backdoor sneak job. let's do it. Let's get this thing. So, Matias, a lot of stuff going on. What'd you think of Simon Biles? I saw you tweeting and somewhat agreeing with me today. And like I said, I'm not mocking her and her issues, but now I'm hearing she's going to compete in the rest of the games and in the individual events. Like, really? Well, I'm going to have a rage about that tomorrow if that's really true. But she quit on her team, bro. Let's just be real. She quit on her team. And I even retweeted the quote from the team, or her. She even said, you saw. They said, how did the team respond to you? And she goes, oh, they started crying and freaking out. Yeah, no kidding, Matias. Like, what a jerk she is to do that to those girls. Dude, like moments before, you're playing against Russia. You're going up against the Russian gymnast, bro, and she throws their team under the bus like that. Terrible.
It was definitely the bad timing awards of the year. I hold her responsible because, in my opinion, I have nothing against mental health, obviously. If she has an issue, she needs to get it taken care of. But it's the timing of the whole situation. You know, this doesn't come around over the last couple of days. She went into these games with her head not in the right place. And if that was the case, she should have been talking to a team therapist before the Olympics, not in the middle of the whole thing where it all went down.
That's a very good point. And listen, as you stated, I'm not, if she has issues, then, you know, I'm not mocking that at all, but I agree. And I also think that she could have been like, you can't tell me. There's two sides to this. So I was going to say, you can't tell me that someone couldn't have been there to like talk her off the ledge type of thing. Right? Like a sports psychologist, someone she trusts, They're going to say, listen, Simone, it's all over. This is going to be all over in 2 days, right? You're going to be free to do whatever you want, go eat whatever you want. This is over, right? But just, you got to stick this out. But on the other end, let's be real. I was thinking about this too. There's a dark side to gymnastics, man, that we don't know about, guys. The late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. So I went off on a tirade earlier, but I want to continue it right now as I was just discussing. And I'm Morenci, we're talking about Simone Biles. And listen, I think it was bad timing. I think she hurt her teammates. That's my only beef with this. I got no beef with her, what she thinks is best for herself or anything like that. I just think she hurt her teammates. It was the bad time. It was horrible timing. You can't do that at that time. But, you know, there's multiple sides to every story. And you got to admit, guys, like I said, there's something just creepy about gymnastics. There's something creepy about all these Olympic sports and these kids, man. Like, but remember, like, the girl, and she did the famous, like, she had her mouth, like, she looked displeased when she was after. It was the great look. That was one of the coolest gifts ever. Kaylee, what was her name? It was a great gift, the girl. And people thought she was jealous of Simone Biles at the time. They were like, oh, man, like, bitter rivalry or something. And she wasn't. She was pissed. She goes, I was just thinking about all the abuse I took for all of everything. Like, it hit her at once. Like, wow. Like, she got sexually harassed, abused. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything bad happened to them. And look at Larry Nassar. He was part of that team. All right? Like, so I can't call these girls out. Like, that's the other end of this. So I'm glad I'm able to say this now, that God even knows, like, what goes on behind the scenes with this team. And, like, the pressure, the insanity. These gymnast coaches are insane, man. They make Mike Ditka look like a poodle. Like, you know what I mean? Those coaches are hardcore, man. And it psychologically twists them up. I totally get it. But it's like, listen, girl, like, you're one of the best ever, and there's only a couple of more things left. Like, how much more in minutes? How much more minutes of competition does she have left? You know what I mean? Three? Like, you know what I'm saying? How many more events? Like, how fast are they, etc.? Like, that's what I was saying. Just, couldn't someone tell her, listen, Simone, I get it. We're on your side here, but think of your team. Think of the ramifications. And even if you don't win, it's fine. It's fine. Like, that's what I would have told her. I would have said, there's no pressure, Simone. Just go out there and do your best. Whatever happens, happens. Don't worry about what's in your head. Whatever happens, we love you. We're proud of you. Don't worry. And she would have went out there and nailed it. Like, I don't know how they let it get so far. Same with, like, Osaka with the media stuff. It's like, all right, don't set up a Zoom meeting. Like, negotiate. Bring it.
You're listening to
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're counting it down. We've got the NBA draft. We've got the start of the National Football League preseason. And, of course, the Major League Baseball trade deadline is rapidly approaching as well. And, oh, yeah, the Olympics are going on as well. Let's bring in Craig Ballard right now to talk some Major League Baseball. He does great daily baseball videos on his Twitter and on TikTok. Craig Ballard steps up. What's up, Craig? How you doing tonight?
Fantastic. I'm about to talk some baseball with Gabriel Morenzi. That's two thumbs up.
Hey, let's rock. Let's do this thing. So, listen, you are a Toronto Blue Jays fan, and there's a lot of excitement around the Blue Jays. They're returning home for the first time in like 22 months at the end of the week on the trade deadline day, actually on July 30th. Mm-hmm. But they've had a rough go of it over the last week and a half against elite competition. And I think they actually caught a break tonight that the game was postponed against the Boston Red Sox, setting up a couple of seven-inning games tomorrow, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Mother Nature perhaps trying to – I think Mother Nature has some futures maybe on the Blue Jays to make the playoffs because that was nice. Now, this will be two doubleheaders now over the course of the next week and a half against the Red Sox, so it's not exactly, you know, perfect. But, yes, the idea that it's a doubleheader, the seven-inning games, if you're a team like the Blue Jays that is scuffling so miserably in that bullpen, hey, thanks, Major League Baseball, for the rules then. Go ahead and take two of those bullpen innings out. Thank you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. From a handicapping perspective, guys – you know, the Toronto Blue Jays' weakness is at the back end of games, so suddenly you're eliminating four innings from two games. But I tell you what, man, we talked about Boston. You said it last week, actually, Craig. You said others always talk about the imminent demise of the Boston Red Sox, but you don't really expect it. And not only is there no demise, they're actually padding their record right now. What are they, up to 23 games over 500 now? Right, like, they're not – I get it. Like, they were 2-6. In their eight games going into the break. But every time they lose a couple of games, bro, they stop the bleeding. They've been doing it all year.
You talk about stop the bleeding, Gabe. I take my mind's eye back to that first series of the whole season where they were swept by Baltimore.
Good point.
And everybody thought, man, hey, that's who the Red Sox are. No surprise that they stopped that bleeding. You just mentioned the other bleeding they stopped. How about that mid-Sunday afternoon 18-4 Blue Jays beatdown that the Jays handed the Red Sox? Well, the Jays are under 500 since then, and the Red Sox have just soared, including going 4-0 against these same Jays since then.
Yeah, these are critical games for the Toronto Blue Jays, although the division is out of sight right now. It's about the wild card. And I don't want to overreact, but, you know, listen, we know that Oakland's going to be in the mix. Seattle's not going away. So Toronto has their work cut out for them. But I do believe, listen, there's still a full 2 months left of the season, Craig, and they definitely will get a boost by returning to Toronto. What's the excitement level in Toronto right now around the Jays and their return? There's a lot of hype about it.
Man, you know, Gabe, but you know, I've heard you tell the story so many times of so many different sporting events where, like, the Joe Carter's 93 home run, the Rogers Center, and then Skydome, you know, it seats 50,000 people. But, you know, over your years, Gabe, you've heard 480,000 people tell you, yeah, I was at that game. Oh, my God, yeah, I remember. That's what's going on for this one. There's only 15,000 seats, but all I hear about is people, yeah, I can't wait. I'm going. I got my tickets. Did you get yours? I'm getting mine. What's the secondary market look like? Everybody planning to go. So it is really taking on a life of its own, Gabe. People are really, really, really excited. Now, truth be told, this recent scuffle has killed some of the on-field momentum. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but the excitement. Yeah. It's almost 700 games between games at the Rogers Center, Gabe. So, yeah, the city's on fire.
So for the record, right now, tickets at StubHub to get into the Blue Jays' first home game in 22 months, cheapest ticket is $125. So that's for a level 200 outfield, section 239. And the most expensive ticket right now, I'm surprised not a little bit more, actually. It's $630. $630. That's the most expensive ticket to get in. And I know it sort of sounds like a lot when you consider it is a baseball game against the Kansas City Royals. But
yeah, geez.
It is Toronto. Toronto's a pretty money, big money city. Like, yeah, you know, like New York, San Francisco, Toronto are like the richest cities in North America. So ticket prices are always high in Toronto. But it's not that bad, actually. I thought it would be a little bit more, Craig. Like I said, I bet you know the cheap out. So, like, what's your deal? What are you willing to pay to get in? Because, you know, 125, are you going this weekend? Like, what are you going to go to a Jays game?
Okay, you couldn't pay me to go to a Blue Jays game. The only time you could get no, if what's the Ariba, I think is the name of that restaurant that's in left field. If dinner's on you at Ariba, I'm there. That I love. But being in the crowd with people, Gabe, I mean, what have we seen over the COVID? And, you know, we just see people are just dumber and dumber by the second. I don't want to be around all those people, Gabe. I'm out.
You know what? I'd be right there. Listen, I'm double vax, so I'm all good. That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I got double vax, so I don't have to worry about going to sporting events and being around dumbasses. Right?
Like, well, yeah, true.
Yeah, listen, you can't. Dumbasses are going to be with us forever, Craig. That's just. And listen, everybody, you know, people talk about back to normal, and I'm glad. Listen, I want life as normal as well, but I'm not going to lie, like. During the pandemic, I was going to this McDonald's and stuff, and it was basically, you can only get it to go. So you go in, you get it to go. They were very, you know, militaristic about it and stuff. And there was no one ever there, basically. It was like in and out fast. There's no lines. Now it's back to normal. Like, yeah, there's people shooting up heroin in the bathroom. There's people fighting outside. Like, they're fighting outside the door. There's, like, you know, people, like, passed out. It's like, oh, yeah, it looks like McDonald's is back to normal.
Yeah, back to normal, yeah.
Hey, you want things back to normal. So here we are right now. So as I said, there's still a lot of baseball left. But you talked about the Blue Jays bullpen. It's been a big problem, obviously. And there's talk that they want to bring back. And I always love the irony when a team lets someone go or trade someone and they want to bring them back after. But Daniel Hudson's name has come up in connection with the Toronto Blue Jays. Same with Brad Hand. Reports are basically John Morosi, who's pretty good. I like John. John Morosi's pretty good. Doesn't make things up. Like, John doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to make something like this up? Who's going to lie about a Brad Hand scoop? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, like, but I like John Morosi. John Morosi reports that the Blue Jays have contacted the Nationals and asked, like, about Daniel Hudson and Brad Hand. Not both of them, but about getting one of them. Hudson is a former Blue Jay. What's your take on that rumor?
To be honest, that's probably something, if we were just sitting here, Gabe, and wondering what predictable moves the Jays would make, that's probably a couple of the guys we could have said. Hudson seems like he's always around. He's the type of reliever that Shapiro and Atkins are kicking tires on. The price will be right. He can give you three innings late in the game. There's not going to be a situation as a veteran that's too big for him. The ironic part for me is I wanted Brad Hand, Gabe. I've wanted him for, like, you know, 3-4 trade deadlines in a row now. I love Brad Hand from the left-hand side. I really hoped that was who Baraki was going to hand. Yeah, hand. Yeah, yes. Hand. I'd hoped that that's who Baraki was going to be from the left-handed side, but I just haven't seen it from Baraki yet. So I would be very intrigued with Brad Hand.
I tell you, Hudson has been very, very solid this year. He's got a 2.27 run average. Mm-hmm. His WHIP is 0.84. He's pitched 31 and two-third innings. And we know that Washington are ready to deal right now. As the countdown is on the Major League Baseball trade deadline. On Friday. So what else are you hearing about the Toronto Blue Jays? There's a lot of talk about pitching, but we're also hearing that they actually inquired about Nelson Cruz as well. Do you think they're in the market for a bat? Because to me, I'd just be all arms right now if I was the Jays. I'd be looking at arms. But do you want another bat? Should they bring somebody else in? What are you hearing about other names out there?
I would really love to add a Joey Gallo type of bat, Gabe, to break up the Blue Jays. All their all-stars are right-handed hitters. Anyone who's good in that lineup's a right-handed hitter. I would love a lefty like a Joey Gallo to break that up. I think Joey Gallo could hit really well at Rogers Center as well. And a Joey Gallo defensively, how about Gallo in and Richard in right field, where he's outstanding, and he's about to win a second straight gold glove there, and Randall Grichich out. I'm all about that. I think once Corey Dickerson comes back, I hope Randall Grichich is out anyway, and maybe they think Dickerson is that left-handed bat, but I'd be very intrigued about Joey Gallo. He's arbitration eligible next season, so you know he's going to have a nice payday, but not too nice of a payday, and I think that he would really love and fit in well with the Rogers Center crowd, with the Canadian crowd. I think he would really eat at Rogers Center. He would hit really well there. I think he could be a Blue Jay for a long time to come, Gabe. If I'm the Jays all this time, I would have been all in on Joey Gallo, or I would have been all in on Craig Kimbrell. There's others that intrigue me, but nobody more than Gallo and Kimbrell.
Well, Craig Kimbrell, he's the prize. He's the prize out there right now. I don't know if the Jays have enough to pull that off. And I don't think they should, actually, because I don't think they're close enough to do it. More with Craig on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy.
Like, real easy.
In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Moretz, and we're talking baseball, although I think we'll talk a little basketball with Craig as well. Craig Ballard joining us, and we'll let you know where you can find him online. And check out his baseball videos and series previews on his Twitter, Periscope, TikTok, etc. So talking about the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously they're not the only team in the mix. And the Chicago Cubs hold all the cards right now. The Cubs like can swing a division by making a move with a team, especially if they start throwing in multiple players in a Craig Kimbrell and in a Chris Bryant. But I don't, you know, if you're the Jays. It's sort of like Seattle, you know what I mean, in a sense. Like, the Jays, like, if you're the Jays, like, do you really believe the Jays are World Series contenders right now? I don't. Like, they're not. Like, they're not. And they're not one player away either. They're a couple of pitchers away. They need experience. Like, they're not ready yet. Like, so I wouldn't start trading real blue chip for Craig Kimbrell. I'll put it that way.
I don't even necessarily disagree. Why I'm so high on Kimbrell is for me, he's not just adding a closer, he's adding the closer. I'm just such a fan of this guy. And you know, Gabe, from your experience over the years, how many pitchers have American League East teams on their no-trade clauses? How many pitchers avoid the American League in free agency like the plague because of how grown up of, you know, how big boy of an adult of a division it is? Well, Craig Kimbrell would walk in, he'd be that Vince McMahon gif, you know, Vince McMahon strutting down to the ring. He'd walk back into the American League East like he owns the place. He wouldn't be intimidated at all by coming into this division. That's part of why I love going for him. But as far as this year, Gabe, I've never thought, this is probably going to surprise you, I've never thought playoffs were on the table for the 2021 Blue Jays. I just don't see them that far along in their development, to your point. And you asked what I add a bat. Gabe, I would have been all over Nelson Cruz. The Nelson Cruzes of the world right now, that 5-3 Blue Jays lead in the seventh inning that we would all consider pretty much a tie game because of this bullpen. If you had a guy like a Nelson Cruz or a Joey Gallo, that's 7-3 in the eighth inning now. That's the difference that makes. That's why I'm high on adding the bat. And I'll say this, Gabe, and this is going to surprise a lot of people. Through innings 1 and 6, the OPS for the Toronto Blue Jays is historic. It's one of the best the game has ever seen. Innings 7, 8, and 9, to your point, Gabe, this is still a young team maturing. They're one of the worst teams in the history of baseball in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning offensively. That's a big reason why I'm looking for a shot in the arm for that lineup.
Now, I'm saying, and I don't buy this, but I'm saying some, and I don't want to even mention their name because I think they're scumbags as far as their newspaper is concerned. But I don't know why they're pimping this Max Scherzer talk. I don't know why. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know why are they selling that in a sense? Because what would it do for the Jays? Like, Scherzer's a free agent, bro. Right? Like, and part of the deal with Scherzer is, and everyone in baseball knows this, is you got to sign him to a deal. Like, because he's got to agree to this. So he might agree to go to a rental from somewhere, but basically, he sort of wants to go to a really good team, and he also wants to be told, yeah, we're going to pay you for another extra 2 years as well. Right? So the Jays aren't going to do that. The Jays aren't going to pay this guy $35 million, $30 million for the next couple of years. Or are they going to drop a bombshell? Because you said something, and I agree with you. You know, Guerrero's really good, and they have, like, you know, they have a ton of young talent. They got a ton of power and stuff. I think the fact is, look, the American League's not great, but you're right. I didn't think they were, like, contenders. I thought they were wild card contenders coming into the year. Mm-hmm. Right. But clearly ownership and Atkins and Shapiro, you know, the president and GM, et cetera, clearly they disagree. Otherwise, they wouldn't sign George Springer. Like, they want to win right now, and which surprises me, actually.
And what surprised me, Gabe, in the last couple of weeks, Shapiro's comments about how they can't wait to get back on July 30th. Wait till you see the product we have on the field on July 30th. And I'll tell you something, we'll be playing meaningful baseball in the Rogers Center in October. I've heard him say that a few times, Gabe. So they are hinting. Yes, they're hinting that. But I'm right there with you. We talked, when it comes to Scherzer, we talked last week, Gabe, about the arms race going on with your Dodgers in the NL West. Well, there was a report today, might have even been your boy Morosi, it was a report today that Scherzer really prefers going to someone in the NL West, so either San Diego, San Fran, or the Dodgers. Those three teams are going to fall all over each other in an insane bidding war. And you already said, Gabe, you don't want to part with any top prospects. Well, wait till you see what the return asking price is going to be for Max Scherzer. And that's a Scott Boras client. The Jays and Boras are barely back on speaking terms after years of Boras not even acknowledging their existence. When they signed Ryu, Boras said, okay, wait a minute, maybe the Blue Jays are trying to get back to being what they should be, because, you know, to Scott Boras's point, it's always a totally separate conversation, Gabe, but it's always one that could be had. Why do the Blue Jays have such a budget, you know, when they're owned by Rogers? None of us are getting breaks on our Rogers bills, so couldn't Rogers spend a bit more money? And didn't Rogers see how incredible it was in 2015 and 2016? 50,000 people there every single damn night. So it's a side conversation as to why Rogers won't spend that money, but we know they won't.
Craig Ballard kick it with us said, you know, listen, I've been critical of them the past years, yet sometimes, and you got to admit when, you know, people need to admit when they're wrong, and people in the sports media don't do it often, Craig, but I do. I will. And I remember, like, when you know, they were in the playoffs with Donaldson, mm-hmm. and with Price, and, you know, they had all these sort of big-name guys, to Lewinsky, you know, and life was good for the Blue Jays. Like, they were selling literally 52,000 seats. Like, They made a comment once, and they got mad. Ownership got mad. Buddy said it on here, but I think he's basically said it. Like, we've made more money in the last 4 months than we have in, like, 5 years. Like, you remember, Craig, remember it got to the point, like, they could not keep up with Josh Donaldson jerseys. Like, I remember they That's said, right. we've ordered from every factory that makes officially licensed gear. We're doing our best. They could not keep up with Blue Jays gear, guys. All right? Like, it was a cash machine, man. And look, they lost in the playoffs once. They made it to the American League Championship Series, and they lost to the Royals. So, and they were knocking on the door, and Anthopoulos went to management and said, listen, we're really close. I need a couple of more bucks. And they were like, dude, you're already spending close to, like, $200 million here. Like, you're getting out of, like, we don't want to be the Yankees. We don't want to be the Red Sox. And I remember I got mad because I was like, well, what are you guys doing? And I said the same thing because I was like, man, you guys make a gazillion dollars. Like, Rogers, literally, guys, Craig, they're like the seventh biggest company in the world, bro.
Unbelievable.
Like, they're not just like, oh, like a company. No, no, no. They're actually like the sixth or seventh biggest company. Like, they're really big. And I heard the story from inside sources that Anthopoulos went into the board meeting, into their like corporate headquarters, and told them, I want to re-sign David Price. And I want to give this guy a contract. And, oh, yeah, I need another $100 million to bring in another free agent type thing. And he said, we'll win the World Series. And they said, absolutely not. They said, that's not happening. And the exact word was, we'd rather spend $200 million on a new cell phone tower than on David Price. I took that as the right. I was like, of course they would say that. But in hindsight, aren't you glad the Jays didn't give David Price $200 million?
Remember, the Anthopoulos, after he even left, he said he literally would have matched the offer he got from the Red Sox.
Which you remember that? Was it 218 or something,
yes.
Wasn't it?
In Canadian, Gabe, it was like $330 million in Canadian dollars. Yes, yes.
You can't give David Price $330 million.
The Boston Red Sox, mere months
ago. See, that's what I'm just saying. Sometimes when you get older, Craig, you realize someone needs to be an adult in the room, and the Rogers board was the adult in the room. Right?
In that scenario, no doubt about it. Well, look at the Red Sox months ago had to trade Mookie Betts so they could get out from underneath. Part of that, Gabe, was so they could get out from underneath that David Price contract.
Yeah. And look at now. David Price with the Dodgers. They don't really even know what to do with him. Like,
yeah,
I would make him a closer, but I don't know if he has the mentality for it or like just a reliever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think he'd be a great late-inning guy. I think he would have the mentality for it. I think he'd be a great late-inning guy, Gabe. No scenario is going to be
you
too big for him.
You reinvent your career, yes. Craig, that yes. way. We've seen yes. it time and time again, right?
Well, John
it's
Schmaltz.
Not an insult. Yeah, I'd say, bro, look at John Schmaltz. You're new John Schmaltz. Yeah, you're already, you know what I mean? This is your chance. You're going to prolong your career. We're only going to ask
exactly,
you to pitch one or two innings every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, hey, we are paying you $218 million.
By the way.
Like, you know what I mean, Craig? I'd be like, listen, like, I don't even care if you like this. We're paying you. Like, you know what I mean? We're paying you. And you opted out last year.
That's
like,
right.
So you better do what the hell we tell you to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. Especially the clubhouse, the culture in that clubhouse right now, I think that he would fall in line. I think he would be very good.
Oh, he's
at something
a good
like
guy.
That,
he's a team
yeah.
guy.
Yeah,
no, he's a
absolutely.
Good guy. I like. He's a good guy. All right, Craig, we only got a couple minutes left, so. Man, a lot of stuff, sports stuff going on. Huh? Like we have Major League Baseball, the Olympics, obviously, and the overnight hours is great stuff. NFL football, college football conference realignment, and all this stuff. But the NBA draft as well. Not a ton of drama, but what do you think happens? I said I think we're starting to get locked in. I think it's going to be Detroit Cunningham number one. I think that Jalen Green, Houston will go with Green number two out of the G League. And then it sort of gets tricky, but I do believe Cleveland's going to go with Mobley, and I think the Raptors will get Suggs after, but there's talk about Scotty Barnes, and the Raptors really like Scotty Barnes. Jalen Suggs is too good to pass up, bro, in my opinion.
Oh, and he's saying all the right things, Gabe. Did you see how gaga Suggs was about the Raptor player development program that they've got in play? They've already introduced him to some of the stuff that he'll see if he's a rookie here. And he was over the moon excited about it. This just seems like an absolute marriage. I'll be watching at number three because I'm very intrigued. I totally agree. I think the Cavs take Mobley as well.
You never know what the Cavs
exactly,
do, though.
Exactly.
They're
correct. Of all teams, yes. Of all teams, hello, yes.
Kaminga. They're going to surprise. We really like Kaminga here. And I don't got nothing against the kid, but, like, who knows what Cleveland will do. You're right. That's my deal, too. I'm like, you know, you can't really predict these guys. They could do something weird.
Yeah, well, and there's always the possibility that the Raptors could trade out of this. And, of course, the underlining, you know, theme of all of this, Gabe, is who's making the calls for the Raptors right now. We certainly assume it's Masai Ujiri, but, gee, shouldn't we be hearing some sort of contract extension here? Shouldn't we be hearing something going on here? I'm very confused. I'm excited about the draft and everything going on with the Raptors and the rumors. There's a lot of fun stuff going on, but I'm super confused about what's going on with
Masai. Masai is the guy, but from the basketball standpoint, Bobby Webster does this stuff anyways. Masai's the guy that's got the credibility with free agents, but at the draft table, I think we're good. We got to get out of here. Craig Ballard, follow him on Twitter. What's it? Craig Ballard, 77, right?
Yes, sir. Exactly right. Yes, sir.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Greg Ballard, 77. Thanks for the time, Greg.
Thank you, Gabe. Always a pleasure. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, you went further than your ball.
Listen, I don't pretend to be a water polo expert, but I do know that South Africa suck. Like, dear God, these girls are bad. Do you guys ever practice? I don't understand. Like, you're so, I don't understand. Like, how can you be so bad? Like, I really don't get it. Like, I'm watching this stuff, and I'm like, God, you guys are bad. They're Olympians. They're Olympians. I'm not Matthias, but no, I'm dead serious. Like, Australia, it's like they don't know how to pass a ball, Matthias. It's like a ball. Like, you throw it, and you catch it. Like seriously, like they have serious problems, this team. Now I'm seeing why they're getting 20 and a half goals. All right? I'm stressing out here. Canada's up 5-1. I'm tired of losing these Olympic bets. I need a win or two. They can't, like, they're not bad on, like, they're big girls. Like, offensively, though, they're just brutal. They do a good job at killing time, I'll give them that. But they don't, because they don't do anything. That was a nice save. Nice save. All right. We got to get out of this period. There's like 15 seconds left. Of course, with our luck, I bet you there's some rule where the period goes on for like a minute or something after. Like Canada's getting breakaways and stuff. Like I said, I don't know much about water polo. I've never seen breakaways in water polo. Oh, God. She's right in front of the net. Get the ball. Get the ball. And these Canadian girls are dirty, too.
The amount of dirty things that happen in a water polo pool underwater is
that's
immense.
What I'm noticing.
I had a friend who played for Hawaii Water Polo, Owahine, and she told me that underwater you get kicked, you get scratched, you get grabbed, and nobody sees it because you're underwater. So it's literally one of the dirtiest sports once you know how to get away with it.
That's what I just said. I noticed, like, you're right, because every time we're sort of a battle, bro, for a ball, like, the South African girl looks like she's about to drown. Like, I don't know what the Canadians are doing to them. But, like, no, it's like hockey or something. Like, every time it's almost like you can tell. You're right. It's like this splash. It's like, I don't know. Like, what are the Canadian girls, like, knee? Like you said, bro, what do they do? Like, they knee each other in the thighs and stuff, eh? Down there, like, It's like, I've heard like real stories. Like, dudes, they'll grab each other by the nuts and stuff too, huh? They're like, they don't care. Like, they're like, no, I'm getting the ball. You know, it's a dirty sport. Like I said, water polo. No, these guys are, it's a dirty sport. Like I said, I'm just talking offensively. South Africa are bad, bro. Like, the girl right now is like 3 feet in front of the freaking net, man. She couldn't get the ball there. Like, it's bounced. It's splashed in front of the goal. Getting pissed off.
If you want to see some bad things, go watch the French goalkeeper, the French national team Olympic goalkeeper. He's bald like you, and he's a mess.
What do you mean he's a mess? What do you feel like you said, sit away, I'm a mess?
He's a mess? He makes every game, he makes a terrible mistake. Like, that guy's not going to let them win anything. The goals that he gives up in the back, you know, they're usually his fault. I got to say
that. Well, wait. Have they played since that crazy 4-3 game the other night? I saw the 4-3 game. Who was it? Against Japan.
South Africa.
They were down 1-0. They came back. Well, they came back. They came back three times, France. They were down 1-0. They came back 1-1. South Africa scored. They tied it 2-2. South Africa scored 3-2, France scored, and then somehow France scored an extra time, injury time. They haven't played since, though, right? Have France played since? All right, hold on here. I got Argentina plus one. All right, good. So we'll get into soccer in a minute here. I've got Argentina right now in volleyball, right? Plus 1.5 sets at plus 150, too. All right? They've already won a set, and they're up 21-17 right now. In volleyball terms, it's hard to blow a 21-17 lead. You finish this off. Come on, it's a rally now. Come on, Argentina. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Yes, Argentina. Don't cry for me, baby. 22-17. Let's finish them off. Finish them off. I don't even care what happens this. Like, we got them plus 1.5 sets, which means it's a 5-set match, whatever. If Argentina wins, we could have made more money, but I'm not concerned. Like, if Argentina just win this set, they're up 2-1, we automatically win the bet at plus 150. And considering how these South Africans suck at water polo, we got to hit this. Come on, finish them off, Argentina. I'm getting close here. Finish them off. All right. So back to the water, back to the pool. It's our live Sports Grid Olympic Games coverage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Bob Costas will join us in a couple of minutes. Canada just scored again. Stupid. God, South Africa. You guys grow up with sharks in the water and stuff. What the hell's wrong with you? How are you losing to Canada in water polo? Like, how bad is that? Like, I never knew South Africa was this bad in water polo. Like, I figured you guys have water, you got killer sharks and stuff like that. You're probably good in the water. It's true. Like, they're bad swimmers, too. What's up with that? What's up with that? All right, so let's look at the Olympic schedule. All right, what else we have coming up here? All right, so once again, let me get adjusted to the time zone. All right, we're good. All right, archery. Men's and women individual prelims. You don't want to bet on archery. Handball. You don't want to bet on handball. Handball, the numbers are the sharpest ever. All right, Poland and Venezuela. If I win this Argentina stuff, I'm going to feel like I'm an expert in volleyball here, Matthias. So we got Poland. Listen, Poland is supposed to be good in volleyball. They're probably 1.5, though, or minus 2.5. Let's see the odds here. Poland and Venezuela. How's the team look? Mostly Venezuelan. How's the Venezuelan volleyball team look? Mostly Venezuelan. All right, volleyball, men, yes. Sorry, 23-18, Argentina, finish them off. You got to get to 25 to win the set. Whoa, Nelly, oh my God. I never seen anything like this before. Poland are 100-1. Literally, they're 100-1 to beat Venezuela in volleyball, men's volleyball. The total is 124.5. Think how low that is for volleyball, Matthias. 124.5. Like, Japan and Italy was 180.5. Brazil and ROC, Russia Olympic Committee's team, 183.5. 124.5. So what they're saying is, get this, Poland minus 2.5 sets, guys, is minus 1,200. minus 1200. What about games? Can we bet games? All right, correct score 3-0 is 12-1. No, there's nothing we can do with this. There's like nothing we can do with this. Like, the odds are just too big. All right, match handicap points. Poland are -25.5. Dear God. So they have to beat them 26.5, 9. Let's call it 9. So they got to beat them by 9 in each set. Like 3-0 and win by like 8.5, 9 every time. And we're good. It's a big number, man. Like I said, I don't know much about volleyball, but I know that's a big-ass number. Call McKinnis back. I think it's only like 4 in the morning where he is now. I'm kidding. Don't call him. All right, let's see. What's up with Venezuela anyways? Like, what do they do in... How have they done here so far? They must be getting, like, massacred if Poland are this big of favorites. All right, so Venezuela, men's volleyball. Yeah, Iran swept them 3-0. They beat them 25-17, 25-20, and 25-18. So that's 8-13 and 7-20. And we should note Iran got swept by Canada tonight. Some hardcore stuff. All right, so there's some volleyball action here coming up. What else do we have? All right, we've got you hardcore degenerates on SiriusXM Channel 204. I got to tell you, find a show. We talk more Olympics than NBC does. Rugby, men's placing in final. All right, so is this the 7-on-7s? I think it is, right? That's some cool stuff. And we won on that earlier tonight, so I can live with this. I like it. We're plus units on the rugby 7-on-7s. They played earlier in the day. I don't know. Is it normal rugby or is it 7? It's all 7-on-7, right? Yeah. So Canada and Australia play again. That's a little bit later on. USA, South Africa, Great Britain, Argentina, New Zealand, and Fiji. Oh, so now it's real. Those games are real. Great Britain and Argentina and New Zealand and Fiji. Whoa, Fiji and New Zealand, Matthias. You don't have to be a rugby sevens expert to know. That's big time stuff right there, bro.
It's like New Zealand and Australia. It's big news.
Yeah. Like Fiji versus New Zealand. Those are the two best teams in the world at rugby. Those are the two best teams. All right. So what else do we have? Well, I'm trying to find something later. We'll put some money on here. All right. So soccer coming up, Matthias. So we got Germany versus Ivory Coast. That's in about an hour's time. Germany and Ivory Coast. Saudi Arabia and Brazil. What do you think about the men's soccer tonight?
Gabe, the men's soccer right now is so up for grabs because there's a lot of good teams. And it's pretty even. You know, Spain is probably the best team, but they don't put away goals. Brazil's there, but they make stupid mistakes. The team that shows up, I think, the best is Honduras against Korea. I love Honduras. Honduras has brought their game every single game this tournament. Against Romania, they had about 23 shots on goal they couldn't score. And they finally opened the bank against New Zealand. I think they get the job done tonight against Korea. They're going to be underdogs. They're the away team. But they've been the most consistent. I think Honduras has been the most consistent team, and besides Spain, playing in the Olympics for soccer.
You know, look at Honduras. As you stated, they're underdogs. So let's see the what we can get them on, like plus a goal and a half or something. All right, let's see. Oh wait,
You've also been bagging on South Africa a lot, and South Africa is going to let in a lot of goals against Mexico. Their defense is atrocious. You could literally score 5 goals on. Yeah, they're good up front. They have a lot of speed, but in the back, they're a chaotic mess.
No, you're right. They did finish. You're right. They're actually fun to watch. It's fun soccer. Like, it's chances galore in their match.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, that
absolutely.
France game was like, it was like indoor soccer. It really is like indoor. So you're like, oh, you know what? Thanks for reminding me, actually, bro. Great call. Thank you, Matthias. You know why? Dude, South Africa, you said they're a train wreck in the back end. Bro, France had like a million corner kicks, man. Like, who are they playing? Like, well, we'll get into the corner kicks. Listen, we can get Honduras plus a goal and a half at minus 200. How about Honduras plus a goal? Yeah, we'll go Honduras plus a goal there. All right, more Olympic picks on the other side. Honduras, South Korea, let's go. Having fun yet? Bring it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, we just said get McKinnis on the line again. I see he's in our chat right now. More volleyball coming up. Oh, that's right. He liked Brazil and Russia over. Brazil and Russia over. Man, what a wild night here tonight. Gotta love it, huh? The Olympics. And guys, think about it. When we come out of the chute here, boom, football. Football. It's hard to believe, but whatever, man. Oh, well, we're 8 days away. 9 days away. 8 days away. Wednesday now, 8 days away. Can't wait. CFL regular season, NFL preseason. Obviously, the CFL is more important that game. All right, so Matthias gave us Honduras. Upset special tonight. Soccer. That's your pick, right? On the way out here, Honduras, soccer. I already gave you guys, how about this, the volleyball. Forget, all due respect to McKinnis, who's the champ here? Me. He was like, oh, I don't have an opinion on Argentina and France. I said, I do. Give me Argentina plus a set and a half plus 150. Boom, winner. Argentina up 2-1 right now. Argentina's up 2-1. I don't have to worry about what happens. We cash that. So like I said, I admitted earlier, I'm like, nah, I win some events, and then I lose, I win, you know what I mean? It sort of goes back and forth. The big one now, I got money here, and I'm getting a little bit concerned here. I got South Africa plus 20 and a half goals against Canada. Water polo. Wow, Canada are up 9-1 at the half. Hey, listen, Canada, don't act like the Montreal Canadiens, and, you know, show some class here. No need to embarrass the South Africans. We've already shown you you're better. No need to embarrass them. Like, what's a respectable score here? Like, win 19-1, 19-2. That's an embarrassment, but they're not going to let up, man. I'm seeing somebody scores 29-4, 25-4, and stuff like that. All right, so we got soccer on the way out. I'm taking the Honduras plus the goal. Tell you right now, man, Egypt and Australia. Australia are kind of a mess. Egypt play hard. Spain, Argentina. Give me the under. There'll be 392 passes and like two goals. Give me the under. Spain and Argentina. Other than that, you're on your own later. I'll be on Twitter with some more picks maybe after.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.